Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. The show is brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss. The standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's emp1028loss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Still salty. I had to leave six fresh Miller Lights in my mini fridge back in West Palm.
Oh, wow.
What else was I going to do?
Jason Bishop's here as well.
We should have had him in the lobby before we left.
I guess we could have done that.
You could have given him to EB. Apparently, he started his vacation already.
I don't think he's in any sort of condition to have one drop of alcohol.
We're going to try and track him down later in the show to check in with him.
Really?
I would like to check in with him.
I'm going to tell him to pick me up an Atlanta Braves t-shirt when he's in the airport there.
When he's walking around Atlanta Hartsfield International, which I believe is one of the busiest airports, if not the busiest, in all of the United States.
Look, my theory is he is dying of a broken heart because Tiger didn't win the Valspar or whatever tournament they just had.
Bay Hill, yeah.
And that you guys didn't... I mean, both of you guys, when you guys went to the Woods, Tiger Woods' restaurant, you both deep down were hoping that he would come in.
Well, of course.
Well, they pretty much
but
knew.
But I knew that it was... He wasn't going to come in during
happy hour.
I mean,
it was busy.
What would you have done? Did you guys even discuss this? What if Tiger actually came in and he had a booth, like he has his go-to booth? Like, did you ask the bartender, where does Tiger sit?
I didn't ask the bartender
You can't use that hacky move. Where does Tiger sit when he comes in?
I mean, it was 90% tourists in that place.
Of course.
And this time of
big
the year.
Tourist trap.
This time of the year, everyone's down there to go see spring training and whatever team they're following. So 90% of those people in there were tourists. He knows that. He probably waits until either late at night to go into the restaurant or maybe just waits until after spring training's over.
Was it wildly overpriced, or was it?
It wasn't bad. I mean,
it was reasonable.
Eric and I had dinner and a couple drinks, and it was like $80.
Was the staff talented, if you're following me?
There was one that was a smoke show. She was the bartender.
Is your receipt already in the envelope to give to Drab for the receipts and the reimbursements?
Yeah. Got it somewhere.
Your hustle on that is second to none.
Do we have to give a receipt for the plane?
Yeah, because we paid for that ourselves.
Where's that receipt? Just our email?
I think on your credit card, probably.
It's your money.
Well, credit card.
You paid for it.
And the itinerary that we got on the email, like the email alert that we had.
Okay.
It's I think the price is on it.
It is. Gotcha. You're right.
I guess I'll have to print that out.
You gotta print it out. But why wait on the expenses?
I'm with you, but I'm always behind you. You always get them submitted first.
All right, it is open line Thursday.
$500 if you include the flight.
Yeah. Open line Thursday. You can talk about whatever you want. Jason brought up the NCAA tournament back in action tonight. The Wizards suffer a bad loss last night to San Antonio. They're now the sixth seed, and that spells trouble if they wind up there. There's still a lot of basketball left
because
the three seed is the Cleveland Cavaliers. They beat Toronto last night, and
Kevin Love's back.
I just don't think you want to play Cleveland in the first round, the second round, any round. Avoid Cleveland if at all possible. The thing is that right now, the 4 and 5 seeds are Philadelphia and Indiana, half game lead over the Wizards. So it's really, really tight.
And by the way, Philadelphia hasn't lost in like 4 or 5 games. They're really playing well.
Right.
And you mentioned Cleveland. Now, defensively, they weren't very good last night, but offensively, they were really efficient. They hit 15 threes. LeBron had a ridiculous line.
I mean, Cleveland allowed 79 in the first half and won the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Allowed 79 points.
Yeah. Only allowed 50 in the second. So they tightened up defensively. But LeBron last night had, I don't know, 35 or so, but he had 17 assists and didn't turn the ball over once.
Right. That's a pretty amazing stat line.
He's not going to win the MVP this year, and he probably should.
Yeah, of course.
As great as James Harden has been and as great as Anthony Davis has been. There are some really good NBA players having great years.
Kevin Love, by the way, last night, 8 for 15, hit 4 threes, had 23 and 12 boards.
While CK
How long has he been back? Two games?
A couple games.
Two, three games?
We were guzzling our Guinness at Rooney's, and somebody had a top three list of NBA MVP. Didn't have LeBron on it. They had DeMar DeRozan in as their second choice.
And that's a joke.
Just pointed at it and laughed.
That's the system.
I mean,
that's
are you
nuts.
Kidding?
You're right. He probably should win it every single year.
Yeah. Phone number again, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on Open Line Thursday. One thing that did happen yesterday, and we talked about it at the top of the show yesterday, they got the Austin bomber, right?
Right.
The Austin bombing situation was awful, kind of reminded us of the sniper era here for us locally.
And the Unabomber, too.
Yeah, I mean, that was a while back.
Didn't really affect us, but with the sniper, we were like sweating going to the gas station, like our daily lives. And so we were kind of wondering what the panic and terror must be living in Austin with just kind of random packages going off and tripwire. So they got the guy, and he's, I think, 24, 25 years old. His name's Mark Condit, and I'm sure we're going to find out more about him. He left a 25-minute recording on his phone confessing. The odd thing about it is, I guess he went through each of the bombs and how he constructed them.
Okay.
The odd thing is, there's no real why.
Hmm. He's deranged, or was deranged.
Right. Yeah, but remember when Cakes said that there was a theory that they were targeting prominent African-American families?
It's just,
the hate crimes?
It appears that it was random.
Well, okay.
Maybe they'll find out more. I know they to kind of find him, they went through his Google search history.
Mm-hmm.
They had video, they had Google search history, and then they had cell phone triangulation, and then they got him, I guess, and they knocked on his car. I guess he was in his car, and we saw it was the cops. He blew himself up, and then they may or may not have shot him as well.
You mean the incognito didn't keep him away, the cops away from him? The Google incognito?
Well, whatever the motivation was, whether it was the hate crimes and he was targeting Hispanics and African Americans, mm-hmm. or if it was just, you know, he just did it because he thought it was cool or it was copycat, whatever. Well, he was deranged. He was sick.
Yeah, he was
a
murderer.
Right.
He's a killer.
Right. So, I mean, I don't even really care what the motivation was. The motivation for me was he's nuts.
Right.
And
you know what? The world's a better place that he blew himself up and he's no longer with
us.
Did you see
the surveillance video of him walking into the post office?
Yes.
He had gloves on.
With his disguise.
He had rubber gloves on.
He had a wacky blonde wig.
He had the hat and the blonde wig, but he had rubber gloves on.
Yeah.
I mean, why does anybody walk into a post office with rubber gloves?
I mean, it's a bit of a tell.
A little bit.
The reason why is he didn't want to leave fingerprints.
No, right. I get it, but he should have, I mean, the cops should have been called right away.
Yeah.
Hey, a guy just left he dropped off two packages and he's got rubber gloves on.
Right. Something's going on here. Yeah, something's amiss.
This might be the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, was that call made?
Well, eventually they clearly figured it out. Because
I know, but did the post office call the cops when he left?
Was that the post office or the FedEx?
Well, whatever it was.
Because
FedEx.
I think the FedEx is what led them to figuring out who he was.
Hey, have you been
to yes, they thought it was suspicious. I'm not sure if they immediately called the FBI, the police, whatever the heck happened. But FedEx, then they got a search warrant for his search history and... They figured it out.
Have you been to a FedEx store or UPS store lately?
Yeah.
Well, the donks that are working.
UPS, yeah.
Okay. They're a little overwhelmed. Okay. I think he could have come in with a ticking bomb strapped to his chest, and some people might not have called.
Yeah, well.
There's a lot going on in those stores.
All right, let's go to the phones.
800-636-1067.
Your chance to steer the show. We'd love to hear from you. Who's up?
Let's go to our friend Walt in Alexandria. What's up, Walt? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
Okay, I'm just wondering, doesn't the NFL have standards for physicals? So I'm just wondering, how can a player fail a physical for one team and then go to another?
The answer is no, Walt. There is no standard for physicals. There's not like an NFL team doctor that issues a standard physical. The reason it happens, look, I know you're talking about the Ryan Grant situation. That was probably an obvious situation where all of a sudden Michael Crabtree came available and they conveniently decided that some bone spurs or something that showed up on an MRI
right.
was going to disqualify Ryan Grant, who had never missed a game.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed other physicals for other teams, including the Colts, where he ultimately signs.
The Ravens did him dirty.
Yes.
Is the bottom line. They just did. They found a better option in Crabtree, and they came up with an excuse.
The NFL's not a charity. Cakes, if you went to Home Depot and you bought a riding lawnmower.
Which I would never do. All right. I'll play along.
All right. And you bought a riding lawnmower. Right. And then a better one was on sale at Lowe's that you saw in the paper the next week before you cut your grass. Don't you think you would take that one that was more expensive?
It's a little bit different because you're talking about an inanimate object, and we're also talking about like a human being. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, but
but I see what you're saying. I get your point.
And the slight difference is, generally speaking, they signed a contract.
No, they never signed
it. Agreed to
they
terms.
Agreed to terms and never
That's
signed
different.
It.
It's just bad business. That's what it is. That's all it comes down to. Yes, I mean, you could do that.
Yeah,
you could go turn back the lawnmower.
The only
you
reason
like another,
Valdez is defending it is because he's a Ravens fan.
No, if it was any other team, I would defend it because if the contract's not signed, the team's not obligated to have him on the team.
I know, but just think about it.
But
for
you
future,
can make
future free agents that are in the same situation.
You can make an argument that there was an oral agreement. If they agreed to terms, you're locking yourself in. There's a general contract. Now, they found there was a contract, whether it was signed or not. There was an oral contract. They used an out in the contract, which was they failed him with the physical.
So wouldn't that be the agent's fault that they can that they didn't have it so ironclad that they could figure out a loophole in it?
Maybe he's somewhat to blame.
I would think it would be the team's fault if they made up the fact that he had some sort
of... I'm sure they didn't make it up. I'm sure they found something which they could point to. I would guess. I'm telling you. A lot of people
It was probably very, very minor.
Oh, yeah. He had some bone spurs or something
probably
like that.
Probably very minor. So they made it more serious than it actually was.
You know,
like
an MRI, look, when you sprain your ankle all the time, you can often come back and play in it. But an MRI will show something that your ankle has been sprained
a lot. It's the Ravens' fault in the first place for agreeing to a contract for Ryan Grant.
Right, of course it is.
$29 million right, or $24, whatever it was.
It was buyer's remorse.
I get it.
Just like if Cakes bought his silly John Deere for $500 more than he should have spent.
I would immediately have buyer's remorse.
But they should have never. The Ravens are stupid for even thinking that Ryan Grant was worth $24 million or whatever it was.
Yeah, they're stupid for thinking that, but they're smart for getting out of it.
Hey, I don't have a problem. It just looks bad. That's all.
Yeah, of course it looks bad. And free agents might never want to go visit there in the future.
Right. And weren't you kind of... The funny thing about saying of all the stuff about Ryan Grant now is...
I was
butt-sized. Weren't you officially on board with Ryan Grant?
Yeah, I was butt-sized for Ryan Grant.
Now you're taking shots at him?
I'm not taking shots at him. I'm just saying
that... He's just defending his team.
No, well, I'm defending teams in general. That people need to stop thinking that the NFL is some charity case that they're going to give all these players money. When it's the teams and the owners operate it like a business.
Yeah, they do. And they found another receiver they thought was better, and they realized we cannot give Ryan Grant $15 million.
Right, not they thought was better, they know is better.
Well, they know is better, right.
Let's go to Mo in Largo. What's up, Mo?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I had a couple things to talk about. First off, with regards to Valdez's last comment, is the NFL going to be a charity? They absolutely are, because I believe they just signed that quarterback up in New York to a $10 million contract, and I think it's guaranteed. And he sucks. At 39, has never been anything a day in his career, and he just got $10 million guaranteed.
You're talking about Josh McCown, I'm assuming?
He actually had a pretty good year last year, to be fair.
His numbers are pretty decent in 2017.
Mo, it's tough to say he sucks when he's been in the league forever. He doesn't suck.
What, $10 million guaranteed at 39? Really?
Well, $10 million's nothing.
That's the market now in
exactly,
the NFL.
Exactly, that's charity.
But
that's exactly what that was.
Mo,
charity,
dude, $10 million is nothing to an NFL team for a quarterback. It's nothing. It's like nickels.
I understand that, but it sounds like charity to me, if you ask me. I mean, that's just my opinion. Shout out to the donk that set you guys up like a high school bake sale down in left field. I mean, really, with your Pizza Hut curtain tablecloth? I mean, come on, guys. I mean, I turn on the TV and I'm like, really? Like, whose bright idea was this? But one question for you with regards to the 76ers. Now, you know, the East is wide open, and they've been working Markel out. And from what I understand, he's looking pretty strong. Would you bring him back going into the playoffs if you needed the assistance? Not that you couldn't use it, and he's a heck of a talent. I mean, what do you think about that? Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
If he legitimately, if he's been practicing all the time, and he's scrimmaging him with them in practice, and he looks good, I would say yes, but it's a big risk considering they're playing well and it could affect their chemistry.
I would not,
and their rotation.
I would not bring him back now. No way. No way. I don't care how good he looks in practice.
Plus, has he passed the mental hurdles of not being able to shoot the way he used to? I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, I've heard some things going on up there. I've got some people up there.
And you have skinny.
It's more mental than it is physical.
Okay.
And that was from the outset.
Right.
I would not bring him back. I'd let him get mentally strong and tough next year and then bring him back next year. Would not mess. Things are going too well for the Sixers right now.
And they're actually playing with a lot of energy, Jason.
They are. They're playing with five-hour energy.
Teed you up.
Yesterday was a travel day for the boys, and I was a little bit weary and tired. But you know what? I popped a five-hour. And right before I got on the plane, and I was good to go, went out to dinner with my family when I got home, and now I feel great. I feel alert and focused. And right now, 5-Hour Energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops Tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is being played, up to 4 minutes left in the game. You see an upset in the making? No big deal. Just swap the favorite out to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. You've got four games tonight. You've got four games tomorrow. You still have time. Go to 5HourEnergyBrackets.com. That's 5HourEnergyBrackets.com. Or click on the link on the FanDC.com's homepage. Do it today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8:40, our pal Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals joins us. He's been winning a ton of faceoffs recently. He's moved into the top five in the NHL in faceoff percentage.
He is a faceoff killer.
Yes.
But he does.
He will join us right now. The Caps have a two-point lead in the Metro Division. 9 games left in the season. The Penguins trail them by the 2 points. Here's the thing. The Caps have the Red Wings tonight, who aren't very good anymore.
The Red Wings stink. I think they have 65 points on the season. They stink on ice.
Four opponents after the Red Wings, also non-playoff teams. So that would be 5 games in a row against non-playoff teams. They did go with Holtby in the last game, which was a win.
That's right.
I'm going to guess they go back to Groovy tonight.
Might be right.
We should know in a few hours. We'll see.
By the way, one real quick thought on the storm that we just had. And, you know, I was kind of grilling Valdez yesterday because he was calling the storm a dud.
Right.
Because, you know, it was supposed to start much earlier.
This is Matt Valdez.
Most of it didn't stick until maybe Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon. They had projected for much more snow out in my county, in Loudoun.
Right.
I think they projected anywhere from 8 to 12. All right, there was maybe 5 inches at my house.
Yeah.
Valdez, you were right. It was pretty much a dud. I mean, I know that the federal government got off yesterday and schools were off for a couple days. I get it. But for the most part, yeah, it was a big dud.
Feels good to be right.
You had an argument with EB on the air about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm kind of with EB. He was saying that the weathermen tend to blow up every type of storm that's coming. Look, they make a lot of money that way. There's a lot of ratings that come from that.
Sure.
Everybody's watching
People panic. A lot of panicky
beats. And
UDB
kind of went at it in Florida over that.
Well, his
You'll point, admit that he was right as well.
He was right on this one. His point was that 97% of the time.
Okay, he's exaggerating.
He says that the weathermen get it wrong, but that's not true. I mean, a lot of the times when they say, hey, we're going to get 8 to 12, we do get 8 to 12. They were just wrong on this one.
Yep.
And I mean, maybe he was right that it was too warm.
But what I'd say is they at least. In my opinion, I have not tracked this. I've not done any research. I have no facts behind this. But in my opinion, they rarely underestimate. They overestimate snowfall all the time.
Oh, they aim high.
I think they're just basing on the models they're seeing. I think they want to be accurate. It's not like the news directors go out there and say, hey, Doug Kammerer, make sure you tell everyone it's going to be 10 inches more than you really think.
Right.
Because we want ratings.
Yeah, why would he do that if he looks wrong all the time?
Yeah,
he doesn't want to do that.
It looks bad. I think they want to be accurate. They were just off on this one.
Hey, you just tend to be more of an apologist for meteorologists.
Well, I think there's.
He's got a.
I like Doug
Cameron. You do.
That's my man.
He's a good dude.
I like him a lot.
Nice guy.
Anyways,
he was the MC at Chance for Life.
Anyway, Valdez was right. It was a big dud.
Say that one more time. I want to isolate. Valdez was right.
Say it nice and clearly so everybody can hear it.
Nope. Don't want to say it anymore. Said it enough. My stomach's starting to hurt.
800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday. Let's go to our friend Kel in Suitland. What's up, Kel? Good morning.
What's up, fellas? What's up, fellas?
Hey,
so EB got lost on the way back, huh?
Yeah, he did. We left him down there. We left him down there.
I know that's right. Hey, look, man, did Sports Illustrated cite anybody else up except me, man, about the Nets taking the World Series over the Yankees this year, man?
Well, isn't there a Sports Illustrated curse? Didn't they just curse the Nets by putting them on the cover and predicting they were going to win the World Series?
I think that curse has been broken so many times.
I know
it's a Madden curse. I didn't know Sports Illustrated was janking Bammers too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So much slang. What is your thought? I mean, the Nationals are bringing back all of their stars, their pitchers, Bryce Harper, all that. Could be a final run. They haven't broken through. Do you think this is the year?
Man, all I'm going to say is if I'm judging by the handful sample that we've seen thus far, somebody over at Sports Illustrated been hanging with Snoop. That's all I got to say about that, man, really, because I don't see it yet. And Daniel Murphy not being able to play opening day, and I know it's 162 games and, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So I just hope that Sports Illustrated is correct. And Lurch, thanks again for ruining my day, man.
Why?
Yeah, what'd
because
you do, Jason?
Because you just said about a curse. I didn't even know it was a Sports Illustrated curse. Gimo Nelly.
Well, there was definitely an SI curse. I mean, maybe it hasn't been 100% accurate, but I don't know. Anytime you predict a team is going to win a World Series, I'm not sure how much that actually comes through.
Our pal Rick Snyder actually wrote about this on the Fan.
Hard to
DC
win the World Series.
Yep. .com. If you want to check it out, thefandc.com. Snyder writes, Sports Illustrated predicts the Washington Nationals will win the World Series. Really? How about picking the Nats to win a postseason series first before talking about a World Series? Rather than talking about Washington lasting until near the elections, try just an extra week into the fall. World Series or bust? Then he kind of gets into some of the facts. Guess we can't say the SI jinx is in play because the Nats are already 0-4 in the postseason with three ugly losses. If there's been a way to be either unlucky or just plain gross, the Nats have found the exit ramp to Loserville. SI twice picked Washington to win the World Series in 2013 and 14, and the Nats didn't even make the playoffs in the second year. SI also predicted Washington would make the Fall Classic in 2015. And was flat out wrong. So Sports Illustrated picks the Nats to at least be in the World Series or win the World Series.
They love picking
all
them.
The time.
Do we know who SI picked last year?
Wasn't it the Astros?
They did pick the Astros last year?
Well, they picked them in 2014 and said, you're 2017 MLB champs because they were so terrible, but they had all that young talent.
They had all the young talent.
I don't know who they picked at the beginning of last year.
Oh, I have to check that.
They kind of look like Sears with that prediction.
Well, I mean, they're so good.
It's kind of silly.
That's a silly prediction.
And who knows? They might go back to back. But when it comes to the Nats, I mean, the Nats are very talented. We all know this. They got to stay healthy. Murphy will be back. He's not going to be here for opening day. He'll probably miss a couple weeks at minimum, but he'll be back at some point. They've got guys that can fill in. Their pitchers are legit up top. They've got a really good bullpen now. Trey Turner's a stud. Zim had a really good year last year. Hopefully he has another one. I mean, there's so many parts there, but there are other teams that are really good too. The Dodgers are really good. The Cubs are really good. San Francisco will be better. St.
The
Louis
Astros
will be better.
Are still really good.
I'm just talking about the Nationals.
Yeah. The Mets are going to be better.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard. Yeah, you want to see the Nats get past the first round, but you can win 95 games and play really well in that first round and still get beat.
Could they win the World Series? Sure. They could have won the World Series the last couple of years.
I'm not predicting it. No
way.
It
just hasn't happened. We'll see if a new manager makes a difference. 800-636-1067. Do you think a new manager makes a difference? Because to me, essentially, it's the same team as last year, right? They do bring back Adam Eaton. Okay, he'll be healthy. There are some minor tweaks, but essentially same team.
Yeah, give or take three or four players.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Adams and, like you said, Eaton.
On the periphery,
couple of different
there's
guys.
Some differences.
There'll be a different fifth starter.
Sure.
So, yeah.
But essentially the same team. 800-636-1067. If you want to talk Nationals, you can. It's open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Who's up?
Let's go to Steven in Mechanicsville. What's up, Steven? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, man? Good morning.
Y'all are sitting here, I mean, of all things, but y'all are giving hate on the weather, man. I hate to say it, but down where I'm at, they were calling for a 3-6, and they hit it spot on at 4.5. So being a weatherman is like predicting an NCAA bracket.
Right.
And it's hard to hit 100% of the time. So
hey, I always defend those guys. I always defend them. There's a lot of haters out there. A lot of haters.
I just don't understand why so many people get upset if they're wrong. Like, does it really affect your day that much if it snows 6 inches, if they predicted 4?
Well,
certainly in the case of this storm,
you're happy if they're wrong.
Right.
I mean, you know, I didn't want 16 inches. I didn't want it.
I mean, if they're
so, I'm happy they're wrong.
No, I just want enough to get a free day off of work, and I got that, so I'm pretty happy about the guy.
All right, well, what do you do for a living, Steven?
I'm an electrician in the local 26.
Got you.
So I was actually heading to school up in PG County in Bowie, and they just closed schools, which means it was a done day for me. So you can say the weather guy was wrong, but he's got me a few free days off of work, which
I
certainly don't mind.
All right. So. Thank you for the call, buddy.
Yep, thanks, Steven.
Over in our old hood, Bowie.
Let's go to Jimmy in Silver Spring. Wants to talk golf. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
What's up, James?
Hey, guys. I was wondering, what's your best round in lowest round in golf?
77.
Yeah, ever.
77.
What about Bickle?
74. I think he shot 74 years ago. I mean, that was probably the 90s?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, Glendale Country Club.
He went a long time without playing.
That was a short knocker course.
Yeah. Glendale.
Why are you joning? You're kind of joning.
Not joning. I'm stating the facts. He would admit it himself.
Yeah. 74.
Bish can beat Bickle, right?
Yes, I can beat Bickle.
Okay. Thanks, boys. Have a good weekend.
That's all he wanted to know.
Yeah.
That's all he cared about.
Well, he better beat Bickle.
That you
play twice
EB.
A week during the golf season.
I mean, and you can certainly beat him today. I mean, he probably can't even hold a golf club today.
No, I mean, he's I can't believe he has to fly through Atlanta.
He's basically clinging to life in a West Palm Beach hotel room.
But you
right
know
now.
What? In
I just need living, to get more
living
detail.
Up here, and I'm so done with this weather. I just want to win the Powerball and move to Hilton Head. But you go.
Did you buy a ticket in Florida, Rick?
I forgot.
What are you doing?
Dude, when's the drawing?
Jason, you know where you need to move. West Palm is so money because yesterday I finally found where the beach was.
Yeah.
Remember we did that half mile drive?
Did you run to the beach?
Boom, beach.
I just decided I'm going to find where that damn beach is.
Beach.
Go over the bridge, then go about 10 blocks.
Right.
I mean, the condos and homes that are over there are so nice.
We were so expensive.
We were so not having JP's impromptu trip to Bung Bung Beach.
Beach.
Why are you bypassing the hotel? What are you doing?
Well, there was just, I couldn't handle the angst. I mean, and by the way, I said this earlier, Jason generally doesn't have the angst that EB and Cakes have when it comes to traveling. But it was a combination of the angst of traveling and I guess he is fascinated with weather. He's always been fascinated with weather.
Right.
So he's trying to find out how much snow there is, and he's flight tracking, and they're going back and forth, and they're joning.
They just want information. That's all.
Well, the thing I didn't want to happen, and we talked about this as a possibility, I didn't want to get to the airport, and then they said, your flight's delayed an hour. And then another hour goes by, and then your flight's delayed, you know, another 90 minutes. And
right.
We're sitting there in the airport for 3 hours. I just didn't want that. And that was a possibility. That's why
sure.
I was tracking the flight to see if it was actually going to get
yes.
to where we were.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067.
Let's go to Scott in Charlestown. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
I was just talking to JP, your comment. How would you not think a manager makes a huge difference? I mean, Matt Williams leaving in Jordan Zimmermann for that extra out. Maybe we win then. And then, obviously, we had Jason Worth out there, you know, 90 years old out in left field when balls dropping in front of him. Of course, Dusty Baker didn't know what he was doing. So, Dave Martinez is a great hire.
What I said is, first of all, I said, we'll see if the new manager makes a difference.
And
the reason why I say we'll see if the new manager makes a difference is because they've cycled through several managers. Davey Johnson took him to the playoffs. So did Matt Williams, and so did Dusty Baker. And they've all ended up in the same spot. So we're going to have to wait and see if Davey Martinez makes a difference, because it's all about how they do in the playoffs at this point.
Yeah, I think the fact that this guy came from a winning manager, Joe Maddon, and the last three guys were basically first year and two lame duck coaches that were just, they weren't serious championship. I mean, they were past their time. I mean, the thing is with Martinez, I just like the fact that he came from Maddon, you know, came from the Cubs, an organization that's won in the last 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. So he knows what he's doing.
He does, and that's a good point, but he's not going to make 100% correct decisions. Nobody does. Maddon doesn't. Maddon gets criticized too. So look, let's see how it plays out.
Look, I kind of feel for Dusty. I get it. I understand why people complained about Dusty wasn't as plugged into analytics, maybe as more modern managers. Mm-hmm. And there definitely were some questionable decisions, like being loyal to Jason Worth in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually feel, look, they were in a game five. Right? It was game five or game seven. I forget. Whatever. The deciding game.
You mean against the Cubs?
Yeah.
Game five.
Yeah, okay. It was game five.
It was best of five, yeah.
Game five. And I think he did some of the things that we wanted him to do. He brought in a starter in relief.
Right.
It just didn't work out.
Yeah, it backfired.
Dusty's cell phone is like our phone lines for the first hour of the show. Just Cricketville. Just nothing.
With Dusty?
During the offseason, nothing. Nobody called.
You know what?
No interest.
He's enjoying his life. He's got plenty of money.
As he should. But I think he still wants to manage. But
oh, I know he does.
It's not reciprocal. It doesn't seem like
at
this
point. If you
want
to chime in on the Nationals or anything else, your chance to steer the show on Open Line Thursday. You can call us at 800-636-1067. Cakes, Bish, and JP. But we do have a mystery guest on the line.
We do, yes. Let me pull him up here. Let's pull up mystery guest for a Monday. Actually, it's not a Monday. What am I talking about?
It's Thursday.
What a clown. All right, first question for the mystery guest.
Are you alive?
All right.
I think so.
Big hire.
Oh, you sound all right.
You big hire.
TB on the line from, hey, what are you going to do? Is your flight like at 6 p.m. today?
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
What are you going to do after checkout?
Yeah, what time do you have to be out of the hotel?
I don't know. I asked Drabby to give me extended checkout. I hope he did. I'm not going to leave here until like 3. They can drag me out.
Hey, Drabby just shot us a look like there's no chance he's done the extended checkout
yet. Checkout for me, because I did extended checkout, was an hour. They gave me from 11 till 12. Now, some of us stayed in our rooms longer. It's just that they didn't kick us out.
I mean, they seem very accommodating. I think if Drab calls and explains it and says you basically were definitely ill.
Rick, you can hit operator on your phone and call down there and ask to have a late checkout. I can't do that for you.
Yeah, but you know the guy. I don't know the GM.
No, Rick, they give any donk late checkout. Just call down there.
They'll give you, depending on how busy it is, they'll give you a minimum an hour, maybe 2 hours.
All right, let's rewind.
I know I can call the housekeeper guy, but the GM is the one that's was really kind of taking care of it.
Let's rewind. For listeners that didn't hear, we talked about this at the top of the show. So on Tuesday, we do our show from National Spring Training, and Eric actually stuck around at the park, shot some pictures you can check out on Instagram and Twitter, and then he went to the woods with Jason.
The woods.
And at the woods, you apparently had a burger, wings, and a salad. And two Jack and Cokes.
I also had a lobster bisque soup.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you had the lobster bisque.
That could be. That's a big omission. That could be the chief offender.
Man, you had a lot of food. You had a salad. You had a lobster bisque. You had wings that you were sharing with our buddy.
Well, for me,
I had one wing.
For me, that's not.
Then you had the burger.
That's now the one seed for culprits is the lobster bisque.
All right, but bottom line is on Wednesday morning, I wasn't aware because I went out with CK and Drab. Cakes, of course, went to the casino for 8+ hours. Yep. I really wasn't aware of what you and Jason were up to until Wednesday morning when we go out to do the show, find out, all right, you're not doing the show, that you've got food poisoning or whatever the heck you have. You're throwing up. You got diarrhea and stuff like that, right? So kind of fill us in on what happened Wednesday morning or Thursday or Tuesday night.
What happened?
Well, I don't normally get sick, really, but and I never throw up. I mean, I never throw. I can't remember the last time I've thrown up. And I don't know. It's in the middle of the night, around 1 a.m. I just, you know, all of a sudden I had this, you know, horrible diarrhea, and then I could tell I was trying to throw up, and I couldn't. And then about 3 a.m. I threw up 4 times. I had it coming out of my. That's how it was coming out of everywhere. My head was sweating. I was throwing up. My nose was running. It was a nightmare.
Well, your head's sweating because you're dressed like a mummy.
Let me ask you this.
You have a hoodie and sweatpants on.
Do you think it was the lobster? Do you think it was something you ate at the woods? Or could it have been something else?
I don't know if it's that. Or somebody said I could have just had norovirus. Like, you can get those at hotels and restaurants.
Yeah, you can get it anywhere.
All I know is I got violently ill, and that's never happened to me before.
All right, so then you don't do the show on Wednesday morning. We do the show. We come back to the hotel. We go and grab some lunch. And then there's this whole thing about when the flight is leaving. And I will just tell you, for me, I didn't know what happened in the lobby. But until we're leaving, I go, Cakes, where's EB? And he goes, you didn't hear? He's not coming. And then he says the paramedics were summoned. Kind of get me there, because I wasn't aware of any of that. I didn't see it. What happened? Well, why were paramedics summoned?
Well, I had to get something to eat, so I went down to get like a banana or something. And I
What time is this?
Well, I don't even know. I can't remember anything anymore. Maybe noon or something, 11:30. I just went down to go get the banana, and then I wanted to go outside, like, get some fresh air. I thought maybe that would help a little bit. But
this
I was
after,
struggling. I could barely.
Is this after Drab brought you some stuff?
Probably, yeah. I don't know. I don't really know. I think so. So then I went down. I wanted to get a little fresh air. So I was like, let's just go sit by the pool and get some sun. Maybe that'll help me. I mean, it just felt like a zero. I mean, it just felt horrible. And as I was walking back up to the to my room, you know those keys? They weren't working. The damn key wasn't working to get into my room.
Right. And probably because it's so past checkout time.
No, I don't know why, but I told the housekeeper later. I was like, Can you just help me get in my room? I have diarrhea. I feel terrible. Can you open the room for me? Mm-hmm. And she called security. They let me in. They called security, and they said, we're going to call. Are you okay with us calling EMTs? We have a report that you don't look well.
And so said, it's really the person who – really the
housekeeping.
The housekeeper was so
but
concerned.
But then security called me.
Okay.
Right.
Yes. And then the security, and I was like, listen, I know I look terrible. I said, I'm just sick. I said, I'm just sick. And he goes, well, we had somebody here 2 weeks ago that said they thought they were fine, and they almost stroked out. So we're going to have to call.
All right.
I was like,
you were a big red flag to them.
Yeah. So I was like, it's just embarrassing. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm just sick. And they, but anyway, so he's like, well, we're going to call just to be safe. And then, so the freaking fire department came. I could hear the sirens going and everything. It was humiliating. And all the, you know, like six guys came in there and hooked me up to a million things. And, you know, I apologized to them. I said, guys, I think I'm just sick. The hotel made, you know, hotel called you guys. It wasn't my idea. They're very nice. But they gave you, like, within 3 minutes, they did my blood pressure, temperature. They did an EKG on my heart. I don't know, all the stuff. They had hooked me up to all these kind of things. But they said all my vitals were fine.
Have you been able to eat anything other than that banana and whatever, like the pretzels? Any
crackers?
Yeah.
No. But I will say this. Around 1 a.m., my fever broke, I think. And I know this sounds weird, but I couldn't lay on my stomach for like a day. And now I can lay on my side and my stomach. So I think that most of that's gone now. And I think I can walk around without falling down.
That's progress.
So have you?
I think I'm 50% better.
So you've been in that room since we left yesterday, pretty much.
I went, yeah, exactly. I think I went to get a banana at some point, but right. That's it.
I feel bad for the poor bastard that's going to get into that room after you're out of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if there's norovirus in here, they're pummeled.
I mean, they should come in with a hazmat suit and just spray that room down.
But the best news is that when you leave West Palm Beach, you have to fly into Atlanta. Hey, pick me up some Braves gear when you're there.
Yeah, I know. I'm not very thrilled about it. There's no way I could have traveled yesterday. It's literally impossible. Mm. Hey, Drabby seriously needs to call. Can Drabby text that Jordan guy and ask him I need a special hookup to stay until 3?
I'll see what I can do, Rick.
He'll pull some strings for you.
Throw me. I mean, I'm freaking dying here. You're not going to text the guy?
I'm going to text the guy. I'm not going to promise anything.
Well, he'll hook it.
He'll hook it. He's a good dude. He's
By
good
the way,
people. I just want to throw this out there. I don't truly believe it, but it's a 0.0001% chance that this is just a master plan to have the great wraparound vacation.
It's very conniving of you, EB.
You've missed Wednesday's show, Thursday's show, and that dips right into a week vacation during spring break.
I'm calling shenanigans.
Yeah, you're gonna have like a 12-day vacation.
I'm actually not even coming in tomorrow.
I know you're not.
That's what I'm saying.
You got a wraparound. That's my deal.
Yeah,
I perfected that.
Stole that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I haven't felt this sick in I don't know how long.
And actually, my true theory of why you're sick is you're suffering from a broken heart because you didn't see Tiger at the Woods, and he didn't win at Valspar, and the Arnold Palmer.
You know, the thing that sucks about that is that food was really good. So it'd be a shame if that got me sick. I don't know if that did it or just something at the hotel.
Could have been.
I don't know.
Valdez had his own theory on why you got sick. Valdez, you want to share that?
I'm not. I'm not doubting that you're not sick, Eric. But I'm just saying that all the anxiety kind of got to you, and it kind of broke your body down, and that your
Dr.
head.
Dr. Sarno.
Yeah, your head allowed you to get sick.
It pummeled
like
his immune
Dr. Sarno.
Yeah.
Are you insane?
I'm going to FedEx his book to you. That'll make you feel better.
This is you Matt always Valdez. Say that about a bad back.
I think that's a little different when you're violently vomiting than when you're complaining that your back hurts. I think it's a little different. But this is why I told you I didn't want to go on with you dicks, because I'm sick and you guys just want to goof.
We do. We just want to Joan.
Because now we know you're okay.
Zombie. Here's your zombie song right here.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I'm sorry I'm not working. I just, you know, I didn't want to get sick. Trifling.
That's okay. We're going to call you back so that you can do a breakdown of the Sweet 16 with Chris Mackey later in the show.
Right. Hey, did you print out your EP? Make sure your EP's ready for 9 o'clock.
Oh, that means I have to do the EP. I haven't even prepped.
That's okay. You'll circle the first paragraph.
That's what
every
I do.
Story.
I have to start circling.
All right. Get better. You'll get home late tonight, I guess.
Have fun.
Yeah,
have fun in Atlanta. 11. At
see you in a couple weeks.
Happy vacation.
Yeah. All right.
You probably won't see Cakes for a month because he's on vacation right after you.
I'm on vacation during Masters Week.
I know.
It's a bonanza.
That's kind of tilting. Who's going to play the music and do the old guy voice
that's
and everything?
A very good point.
Hey, Bic.
Yeah.
There was a hot pregnant woman sitting next to me on the plane. I was a little bit sized.
Demi Moore?
She looked like her.
Yeah.
Javi, didn't she look like her a little bit?
Yeah, she was cute.
All right, man. We'll see you.
All right.
Safe travels.
That's Eric Mickle. If you were wondering what happened, why he's not on the show today, he got sick in Florida, and paramedics were summoned to his room, and he just didn't make the flight back with us.
I'm telling you, that pregnant woman probably thought I was stalking her because I saw her on the street walking to the hotel back from Panera.
All right.
She was at the corner waiting for the light.
Right.
And then I saw her in the hotel. Because she was staying at the hotel.
Okay.
I saw her in the hotel. I was standing right behind her.
I don't
know
this person you're talking about.
She was sitting right next to me on the plane back yesterday.
Okay.
She was sitting on the window. I was on the aisle.
No. She wasn't sitting next to Jason. Jason moved to sit next to her.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
That is not creepy.
So hold on.
Do you want to induce labor?
Hold on a second. So then I was standing behind her at the in the lines because I was going to talk to the girl about the extension.
Right.
And then I saw her in the I was by myself.
Broke off from drab.
Right.
And then I was the seat that I actually was assigned to, you know, there was three of us. And I saw there was an open seat in the very back row on the aisle. So I went back to that seat, and she's right there on the window.
Yeah. She
probably thought, oh, my gosh, this guy is following me around all of West
this
Palm.
This guy's a grade A creep.
Yeah. It was a little bit muddy.
And she was
7 months pregnant.
Yeah. All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. We'll come back to your calls. Remember, Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals joins us at 840.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.